Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. It's election day across the state. Roxanne Stewart has more on the regional issues being voted on.
In Shawnee County, there are four candidates running for the Topeka District 6 City Council seat. In Osage County, there are four candidates up for a spot on the USD 474 Burlingame School Board of Education. And in Waubonsie County, four are running for a seat on the USD 329 Waubonsie Board of Education. Polls are open till 7. Find your polling place at myvoteinfo.voteks.org.
One county in northeast Kansas is about to see nearly 20 miles of road work. The Kansas Department of Transportation shared in a press release it plans to begin a resurfacing project on Wednesday on K-63 Junction to K-99 in Blaine. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works
three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the...
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services, a division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.8% in June. This is a decrease from 2.9% in May and an increase from 2.6% in June of 2022. Secretary Amber Schultz said that after remaining unchanged for 7 consecutive months, the Kansas unemployment rate declined in June to end the second quarter at 2.8%. This is an increase from 2.6% 1 year ago, though it's still one of the lowest unemployment rates recorded in the state of Kansas. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,000 from May, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, where private sector jobs increased by 300 over the month and government increased by 700. Labor economist Nathan Kessler said average nominal hourly earnings in the Kansas private sector grew 2.3% over the year in June, as national inflation rates slowed for the 12th consecutive month. And while they remain above the Federal Reserve target, inflation rates are now more aligned with wage growth compared to much of the past 18 months. Since June of 2022, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 31,900, and this change is due to an increase of 27,200 private sector jobs and an increase of 4,700 government jobs. The July 2023 labor report will be released August 18th. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Angus King of Maine introduced the Access to Credit for a Rural Economy, or ACRE, Act of 2023. This legislation would benefit American families, farmers, and rural communities nationwide by giving greater flexibility to more financial institutions to offer affordable lines of credit to rural and agricultural borrowers. The ACRE Act would grant community banks the same tax-exempt status on certain earned interest that applies to farm credit institutions, allowing farm real estate borrowers and rural homeowners access to lower interest rates. This exemption would also apply to single-family home mortgage loans in rural communities with fewer than 2,500 residents and for mortgages less than $750,000. And according to the American Bankers Association, this legislation would expand access to affordable agricultural and home loans to over 4,000 rural communities nationwide, saving families, farmers, and producers well over $400 million in annual interest expenses. At an official signing ceremony on Tuesday, Governor Kelly proclaimed August Kansas Breastfeeding Month, and this proclamation recognizes the importance of breastfeeding for the health and well-being of Kansans. Dr. Joan Duvey, the Kansas State Health Officer, said exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months has a positive impact on the health of babies, mothers, and public health, and is a priority in Kansas. She said strong statewide partnerships and community collaboration have allowed them to make strides to improve breastfeeding rates, and they will continue to protect and improve the health of mothers and infants by supporting and promoting breastfeeding. Nearly 90% of families in Kansas choose to breastfeed, yet less than 1 in 3 Kansas infants are exclusively breastfed through the critical first 6 months of life, as the lack of support and barriers in the workplace can often be obstacles for mothers who choose to breastfeed. The recent passage of the Pump for Nursing Mothers Act has made it easier for more breastfeeding mothers to be able to continue breastfeeding after returning to work. However, additional policy changes are needed to address obstacles for mothers who choose to breastfeed, including universal paid leave and insurance coverage for lactation support. And establishing better breastfeeding support will improve both baby and mother's future health. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard announced that the agency has reopened its shared living program, a home and community-based services living option for individuals with intellectual and/or developmental disabilities, or IDD. And shared living is a nationally recognized model for individuals with IDD. In shared living, 1 to 2 participants share a home with the family or single adult's family, known as the contractor, and the contractor lives with the participant, providing support to them in accordance with the participant's person-centered support plan. And this can include social activities, companionship, teaching, daily living skills, supported employment, night supports, and other needs. Sunflower Health Plan's president and CEO Michael Stevens stated that shared living provides adults with IDD the opportunity to live in a supportive, family-like environment that promotes independence, social inclusion, and a sense of belonging. And he said Sunflower is proud to partner with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and IDD providers to reopen this program. Participants in the shared living program have the same rights, responsibilities, and assurances as other participants receiving HCBS IDD services in other settings. All services and supports will comply with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Licensing, Community Developmental Disabilities Organization Quality Assurance, Managed Care Organization Reviews, the Person-Centered Support Plan, and other Quality Assurance Reviews. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, July 31st, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The July vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commission for signature and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted. And County Attorney Melissa Schoen joined the meeting at 10:05 a.m. for end-of-the-month business. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the July 24, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. Rob Lawson with the Road Department spoke with the commission about a bridge on E-14, as the bridge is narrow and has a low weight limit. Rob stated that the limitations of the bridge limits access to fields due to the larger machinery and weight of trucks. So he will check with Pinco Engineering to see if it would be permissible to remove the bridge and replace with a large tube. The meeting was then adjourned. The Kansas Department of Transportation reported that a pair of chip seal projects will be starting in Trigo and Russell County soon. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin working on K-147 in Trigo County starting approximately Monday, August 7th, where the crews will resurface a 22-mile portion of the highway, starting at the Ness County line and extending north to I-70. This work is expected to take 7 to 10 days, conditions permitting. Upon completion of K-147, construction will begin on 9 miles of K-232 in Russell County between the Lincoln County line and K-18 Junction. And the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the Russell County portion to be completed by the end of August. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through both of the work zones and directed by flaggers and a pilot car operation during the daylight hours, and travelers should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6132. A graveside memorial for Pat J. Melroy, 74, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, August 7th at the Norton Cemetery. A private burial was held on Tuesday, July 25th at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Second Chance Homeless Pet Society and may be sent in care of Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit. Together we grow.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The U.S. cattle herd has gone through significant downsizing in the last few years. Dr. Scott Brown, University of Missouri Extension livestock economist, talks about a couple of key indicators that will show the herd expanding again.
So number one, watch that quarterly cattle on feed number. We get the percentage of heifers on feed once a quarter. We need that to get down below 35%. That's a sure sign we're holding heifers. And then second, although we're down in beef cow slaughter year to date this year relative to last, it's a little more than 10% as I recall that number. 2022 was high because of the drought in places like Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, et cetera. So we need cow slaughter to continue to get lower before we will say we're holding back cows. To me, those are the two early indicators.
However, Brown says the smaller herd size will likely stick around into next year.
I currently expect January 1 of 2024 beef cow inventory to still be lower. And I'll say, don't forget, when we start holding back to try to build the herd, that will create a bigger hole in production in the short term. Those heifers being held back to go in the herd won't be beef. So that hole has to happen as well. Again, I think it's tough to know the exact turn here at this point, but I tell folks all the time, don't think this cycle is going to be exactly like what we went through in 2014. Sometimes I remind us that back in 2014, 2015, we were coming off of very high corn prices because of the drought of 2012, but corn prices were back below $4 a bushel. I hope we don't see corn below $4 a bushel for corn producers anytime soon. It's just different right now.
The July cattle on feed report had the nation's feedlot population totaling 11.2 million head. That was a 2-point drop from the previous year. Overall cattle inventories nationwide were down 3% at 95.9 million. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Ranchers, have you thought about adding a calf table to your cattle working equipment? The Powder River Classic Calf Table has great features for ease of operation and efficient calf processing. This calf table accommodates calves up to 450 pounds for vaccinating, castrating, and branding. The adjustable head table facilitates procedures such as ear tagging and tattooing. Unique features include a reversible head gate for opposite side branding, optional left to right side tilt, 3-level tilt down operations, and a balanced, easy tilt system. And you'll really appreciate the durable construction and powder coat paint. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Still hot across the Central Plains today, and we have high humidity in the southern and eastern counties. Tomorrow looks about the same before we get a slight cool down on Friday, and then we should see a break from the heat over the upcoming weekend. Daytime highs over 100 in the south central and southeastern counties, and maybe as high as 105. An excessive heat warning is in effect for those areas, with a heat advisory up for much of the central and eastern counties through this evening. On the map heading into the afternoon, a stationary front is still over the Central Plains running through Kansas, along with a surface low in our north central counties. Humid air from the southwest is moving into the central Rockies, and that'll give us a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, at least for parts of the state. For the rest of today, isolated thunderstorms possible, mainly across our northern counties north of that frontal boundary. South of the front, hot and humid conditions with a fairly stable air mass in place, taking temperatures to the 100 to 105 range this afternoon. Thunderstorms across the northern counties possible by late in the day. Overnight, that stationary front stays put. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the northern and central counties. Thursday, we get a few early showers in the northeast counties, and then a better chance of thunderstorms by afternoon for most of our state, especially the western counties. Isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms and slightly cooler on Friday. We're back in the 70s and 80s for most of the state on Saturday, and then cooler statewide on Sunday. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, low 90s with mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 90s north central, and tonight we're in the low 70s. Mid to upper 90s northeast and low 70s for the overnight. Southwest, mid 90s today, mid 60s to low 70s for the overnight hours. South central, 100 to 105 this afternoon and low to mid 70s overnight. Low 100s in the southeast counties, and tonight we're in the upper 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app
today.
We
are raised royal in the High Plains. And when you want to hear the royals in the High Plains, you'll hear it on KQNK AM and FM.